Patricia O'Connor, our word maven here on Iowa Public Radio, the founder of Grammarphobia, an Iowa native. Patricia O'Connor is the author of several books about the English language, including Woe Is I and Origins of the Species. It's a book about language myths written with her husband, Stuart Kellerman. They have a blog. It's called grammarphobia.com. Pat O'Connor joins me by phone for a few minutes. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I am fine. It's been a while since we've spoken, and I'm excited about what your thoughts are on the end. There's so many words that have to do with this. Let's go through some of the ones you're most fascinated by. Go ahead.
Well, it's a very fruitful language topic, actually. Some of this stuff goes back to the first century, to when the first biblical writings were being recorded. For instance, the word apocalypse. Now, it didn't always have end of the world connotations. It has a very old source in the Greek word apokalypsis, meaning revelation or a disclosure. Etymologically, it means an uncovering. And when it entered English in the 11th century, it was simply an alternative name for the Book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, which describes the series of prophetic visions that were experienced by John and recorded in the Book of Revelation. And these visions included the second coming of Christ, Judgment Day, and the ultimate destruction of the world. Now, it wasn't until the late 19th century that apocalypse came to mean a catastrophic world-ending event. As I said, originally it just meant a revelation.
Mm-hmm. And it can be used in a secular sense now, too.
It can be used in a secular sense now. It means, more generally, a disaster, something resulting in a drastic, irreversible damage to society or the environment, something maybe on a global scale, a cataclysm. As I said, this developed in the 19th century. Before that, it just meant a disclosure.
What about the word Armageddon? That has religious connotations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Armageddon. Again, it brings us to the Book of Revelation. In Revelation 16, Armageddon was the place where the armies would gather for the last great battle on the Day of Judgment. It comes etymologically from Arm, which meant a mount or arm, and Megiddo was a place in ancient Hebrew mythology, and Armageddon meant hill or mount of Megiddo. Mm. It actually could have another source, the Hebrew word moed, meaning assembly. It could have meant an assembly on the mount, or Mount of Assembly, a reference to Mount Sinai. Mm. So Armageddon is also tied up with Judgment Day. And in fact, Judgment Day, since very early Old English, has meant doomsday, the day of the Lord, the day of accounts.
The rapture, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the day of wrath, of rapture. The great day. This is supposedly the day on which the dead shall be raised and judged by the deeds they did in their bodies. Very scary stuff. I mean, it lends itself almost to horror movies.
Yeah.
And you mentioned rapture. Now, this word has a nasty origin. It originally comes from the Latin rapere, which means to seize or take by force. And this is the source of our word rape and other negative words. Now, a noun in medieval Latin, raptura, meant seizure or poaching or kidnapping or abduction. So etymologically, to be enraptured was to be carried away. And in Christian eschatology, I'll describe eschatology too, but in Christian eschatology, rapture is used in this classical sense, literally being taken up or carried away. In this case, taken up into the sky to meet the Lord at the second coming.
Mm. Now talk about, this is the study of the end, eschatology.
Right, eschatology, right.
Yeah, tell us about that. That is a strange-looking word. You have to check out the pronunciation, because it's not clear from the spelling, for sure.
Well, it has the word chat in it, which is a hint, E-S-C-H-A-T-ology, and It comes from the Greek word for last discourse. And in the theological sense, eschatology means the department of theological science that's concerned with the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Eschatology dates from only the mid-19th century, so it was cooked up from the Greek roots for the last discourse. And in recent theological writings, the sense of the word has been modified to connote the present realization or significance of last things in Christian life. But in the fundamentalist sense, it means literally the literal involvement of people with the afterlife, heaven and hell, the second coming, the rapture, the end of the world, and so on. So it can be read either in a symbolic way or in a literal way, as the fundamentalists read it.
Okay. Pat O'Connor, thank you for joining us. So check out Pat and her husband's blog, grammarphobia.com. We'd love having you on our airwaves. Pat, perhaps before you go, do you have any thoughts as to why the end is such a popular theme right now?
Well, it's very dramatic, and it also involves the grand dichotomy, the great struggle between good and evil. Supposedly there was to be a great battle leading to the Day of Judgment, and the battle was between God and the Antichrist, good and evil. That's why a lot of people have seen eschatology and the Day of Judgment as more of a symbolic thing, that we struggle with good and evil in our individual lives, not that this is a great struggle imposed on us from without.
Pat O'Connor, thank you very much for joining us and giving us some etymology about eschatology. All right. Take care, Pat.
Thanks.
Pat O'Connor, her blog, grammarphobia.com.